Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to David Dwork for joining the program.
I don't know about you guys. You feel that?
Yeah. So replayable to me. I don't know about you, Leroy.
I'm going to go replay shirt.
You guys like this brand of this shirt? It's called Interview.
Interview shirt.
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Oh. Hey. Yeah. Oh. Hey, let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Panthers did defeat the New Jersey Devils last night, 2-1 in a shootout. Anton Lundell and that great hair.
2-1 filthy.
With the winner. It was a 2-1 filthy, Paul. Thank you. Spencer Knight, he got the win. And nice job by the Cats getting that one. We'll get back into some Florida Panthers later on. They will be back in action tomorrow as they welcome in the Detroit Red Wings to town.
Detroit. That was my first professional hockey game I ever went to.
Oh, they do that at the hockey game too? I know they do that at the Pistons games.
They don't.
Okay. So you lied.
They don't. Yes.
All right.
But I remember going when the Red Wings were really good at the time. And it was like, man, crazy. Because I go to Michigan hockey games, but they don't fight in college. And they don't have like the hard hits.
Pansies.
No, nah, it's just the rules.
Is that too much? Is that
college, dude?
Too much.
Sorry.
You know what they call the Final Four in hockey?
Frozen Four.
Yep.
What?
That's pretty cool. I can name them right now.
Go.
Right. Michigan.
Yep.
Boston College. Boston University.
And, Denver. No, Denver. Like there are
you. Denver has a university.
Yeah, Denver. Huh. Denver.
I was gonna say Minnesota. I feel like Minnesota's always in the Frozen Four.
I was gonna say Minnesota for sure.
I feel like
I think last year's Frozen Four.
I feel like the Gophers are always in the Frozen Four.
Two Boston schools though.
University and college, both Boston's, Michigan and Minnesota.
Wow, that's probably right. That's probably right.
Let's see.
FIU?
2024. Who is the first one? Oh, that was 2024. Hockey tournament.
Let's see.
Maybe we can stuff everybody into Pines Ice Arena. Get a good practice. It's the only ice skating thing that I know.
No, Leroy was right. Denver. How about that?
Denver?
Yeah.
Never heard of Denver University.
Never heard of it.
Wait, I know money laundering when I see it.
Here's the record for most Frozen Fours. Michigan 28, Boston College 25, Boston University 24, Minnesota 23, North Dakota 22, Denver 19, Harvard 13.
Dude, we nailed it. Look at this. Last year, Frozen Four. I'm not trolling here. You can come and check. I know JFig's going to accuse me of fake Google. We nailed this first try. Boston College played Michigan. Boston University played Denver.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Denver beat Boston College.
That's great. Like, it's the craziest thing.
Nailed
in the world.
It, dude.
Denver. Like, it catches you off guard, but every time
I've never heard of that college.
The Frozen Four comes up. Denver's
it's a private university, nonprofit too, like a research university. I don't know. This is interesting.
How about that?
They can play hockey though.
Play hockey.
Yeah.
Does Denver not even have a hockey team, like a professional hockey team?
Denver has the Colorado Avalanche. They do.
There it is. Okay.
They've.
Why do you call them Colorado?
Why do we call them Florida?
Boxes.
We don't.
Huh?
Well,
we do.
Oh, we do call them the Florida Panthers.
We do.
I know why. I know why. Because they were in Sunrise.
But they weren't originally. They were at Miami Arena originally.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true. Because remember, they made Miami change the name with the new stadium.
The Marlins.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Marlins.
Florida Marlins. They made a change to Miami.
Answer for your crimes, Wayne.
Oh, man. Anyway, last night, one Miami team, the Hurricanes, drubbed 89-54 to the Duke Cooper Flags.
I was just doing a little, because they had that Tiger thing on.
Tiger King?
No, the TGL.
Oh, I saw it. What is that?
TGL.
It's weird. Whatever they are golfing in, the building is about as high tech as you're ever going to see as far as golf is concerned. So it's a simulator. The green adjusts to the hole they're playing.
My little cousin was one of the ball boys yesterday for it.
Oh, nice.
When you hit a ball on the thing, then you go to a spot on said green and a light shows up and you have to put the ball in the light.
That's kind of fun. So it's like Topgolf?
Times a million.
That's cool.
Wow.
So is this like his answer to Live?
Ooh.
No, it's like basically it's like a bowling league. That's what it looks like. Just imagine.
Fun.
You know, guys. Right. And so they play alternate shot for like six holes.
What channel was it on? What channel was it on?
ESPN.
ESPN. It actually
it was.
It averaged more viewers than Duke versus Miami, apparently.
Did it really?
Yeah, it averaged 1.3 million viewers.
It's really cool.
Duke versus Miami, in fairness, was done in 2 seconds.
It's really cool, but it also seems like something that's going to wear out its welcome rather quick.
It's like a dome.
But it is fun. If it was a bar, like, I don't know if you could do it.
Can we go?
That way.
Yeah. Huh?
Can we go?
Yeah,
we should go.
They're not. I don't think they're all in Palm Beach.
They are all in Palm Beach, are they?
They are?
I don't know.
Okay.
One of the teams is Jupiter.
There's Jupiter, there's LA, there's Boston.
I'm a Jupiter guy. I'm going to go root for Jupiter.
They Jupiter. Do them.
Jupiter.
I'm trying to think. They're not all in. I'm almost positive they're not all in.
You're probably right. You know more than I would.
Dude. It says
This is why you were the head of Tea Time.
The SoFi Center in Palm Beach Gardens.
Are they all there?
That's what it says. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule now. It says
then they're all there. Because it's like I would say it would be pretty hard to build that building
multiple
a bunch of times. But they had Serena was there. She's part owner of a team.
That's kind
of
cool.
Can we own a team?
Oh, she was on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
Leroy, will they give you a team?
For a small fee, they'll give anybody a team.
The Leroy Chicken Wings.
Tiger got mollywopped, much like the Hurricanes.
Did he really?
His team. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
But it's the Puma's, setup and the theory behind it is really cool. It's fun to watch, but the whole time you're thinking, I need one of those simulators at my house.
You see Puma's suing Tiger for Sunday Red?
What?
And I just got to say, Puma, is this because nobody wears Puma?
Come on.
Why? Because his little tiger looks like their puma?
Yeah, because, you know, tigers and pumas look alike. They're big cats.
Although, those LaMelo balls. Puma. Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids love the Lobo shoes.
Listen, nobody's buying Puma.
Come on.
It's you and Ricky Fowler. That's it. So
you need a third placer. You know, you need a checker.
So to sue Tiger over merchandise you was never going to sell anyway.
Are they third place or is New Balance third place?
Oh, no.
As far as what?
As shoes. Like it goes Nike, Adidas.
Remember Reebok?
Reebok?
No way. No,
Reebok's owned by Adidas now, isn't it?
Yeah, the Reebok is
Reebok.
Done.
Reebok messed my feet up.
Yes, I guess Puma's third place, dude.
No.
I always
as far as shoes?
Yeah.
There's way more shoe companies out there that Puma's like fifth.
I like on a nature doc when you have the British guy and he calls him a puma.
A puma.
We look here. Really? We got the puma.
You would find excitement in that.
Look at it as it stalks its prey. The puma is coming after its prey.
That doesn't matter.
The hair has no chance.
Oh, man, I seen a gazelle. I was watching a video. A gazelle did some old Barry Sanders stuff.
Oh, man.
Shook a lion. Oh, my goodness.
And look here, we see a jaguar.
Be honest with Puma.
Puma.
The Puma and Jaguar, the two finest big cats out there.
Ooh, the Puma.
As you can see, we now take it.
That's not when she's sampling other people's music.
Puma. Yeah. As you see here, the cheetah.
Puma is a lifestyle shoe. It's not really a... I don't think of them as an athletic shoe, right? I mean, they are.
Nah. I always find it to be like a soccer company. That's what I always thought of them. Like, they were like the second to Adidas in soccer.
Yeah, for sure.
Until Nike got into the game.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's what I think. Bolt? Did Usain Bolt have Puma? Yeah. I remember. I associate Puma with Usain Bolt.
I will say this. I've seen a lot of track people wear Puma.
Come on, man. You're sleeping on Puma. Sleeping on the pew.
No, I'm not.
We're sitting here.
Here's the problem with some shoe companies and clothing companies, right? They all have that European fit.
Yes.
Which means it's for tall, skinny, white dudes. Okay. And there's people over here. I'm gonna say as nice as I can.
All right.
Some of my Latino friends.
All right.
Try to squeeze their fat ass in some white Puma golf pants.
That's true.
Or Adidas. Yeah. And I'm like, get the baggies, dog. Get the loose fit.
We'll take a break.
They love it. They love that Puma.
We'll take a break. Back with more to this.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry!
Never let you down, baby.
Shorty Filipino and she call me Manny Pacquiao. Alley-oop without the hoop, they call me Jerry Stackhouse.
Jump Gravy.
But your mama made me snap out.
Indeed. Very impressive rapper.
Hasn't done much since this song, though.
He has a song I listen to.
Oh, nice.
With Shania Twain.
Oh, wow. What a collab. The collab you didn't know you needed.
I didn't know I needed it. I enjoyed it. It's about White Claws.
Well, he seems to be
the guy you want to go to and talk about.
I think it's about him, you know, trying to seduce a MILF who wants a gluten-free drink.
Ah, makes sense. That's his thing. He likes the MILFs.
He likes the old ladies.
Likes the old ladies. He's like
Young Gravy.
Play quarterback for the Jets with that kind of mentality.
Oh, man.
Duo with the Puma. Oh, I've just seen this now.
Woo! That was a violent one.
Sneezy McSneeze Pants there, dude.
Got me, dude.
You could put out them wildfires in California with that sneeze.
Oh, geez. Should have brought me in. Me and Nico, just put some pepper. Woo! We got some stuff from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Miami Heat getting set for the Lakers. He writes, the Miami Heat's decision not to offer a max contract extension to Jimmy Butler this past offseason is at the center of their seemingly fractured relationship. But both parties have also since developed an extensive list of grievances against each other. Sources close to Butler insist that one of his biggest issues with the Heat has become his role in the offense this season. Butler vocalized that frustration after the last game he played before the Heat suspended him for multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team over the course of the season. I remember when he was like, I felt like I did my job after he scored just 9 points. And he said, it could be my role here. That's not what I'm used to. I haven't been that since my first, second, third year in the league where I just went out there and played defense. I competed, I guard, I try not to let my man score, and that's what I'm doing right now. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra said spoke after that game about using Butler as a point guard to make sure he has the ball in his hands more often. But Butler made it sound like they were strangers, dismissing Spoelstra's solution of playing point guard. Quote, that ain't going to fix it. It's unbelievable, the pettiness.
I mean, so basically, he's using an excuse or a reason to be upset that doesn't exist. And in efforts to try to make him feel better, he concludes that that ain't going to help. So you just want to feel the way you want to feel.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Which is why this whole situation becomes frustrating, because it all gets back to the simple fact that he didn't extend him. And so now he's acting out.
Anthony writes, Butler set to meet with team officials, including a potential meeting with Heat owner Mickey Harrison on Thursday. This all means Butler could find himself working in a Heat offense that he has grown frustrated with after the system was tweaked for a team to take fewer long mid-range shots and more three-pointers to produce a more efficient shot chart. The change is working. The Heat had posted the NBA's 21st ranked location effective field goal percentage. Making up stats, I don't know what that was.
And is that this even season, good?
After finishing,
is that out of 30? How's that good?
After they finished last season last.
Okay.
So it has been better.
Okay.
It's better than last.
Still in the bottom half, though.
They are in the bottom half.
So here's what's happening.
But also the league, bottom.
The league, not just Jimmy, have come to this conclusion in the last few years. That a mid-range jumper is not worth the same value as a three-point shot or a shot near the rim. That's it. Now, here's what I would say to Jimmy. I get that's your game, your mid-range jumper and stuff like that. DeMar DeRozan's not having a problem. You guys have very similar games. So, what do we do about that?
I would say
he's really good at those mid-range jumpers. He shoots a mid-range jumper, you just know it's going in.
Well, the weird thing about it this year, which is actually funny about it, I haven't looked at the stats, but I'm pretty sure Jimmy Butler's most threes that he took was last year in his Heat career. And his numbers at the rim last year, which were a bit of an indicator of is there being a fall off. Like, his numbers at the rim last year were awful, like compared to his previous seasons. He did not have a very efficient season around the rim, and he shot more. He shot maybe after back to back long playoff runs, he was a little worn out. I don't know, but he didn't have a good season at the rim last year. on top of the fact that he shot more threes than he ever did this year, he's throwing the three like in the garbage. Like, and that's why it made the one-legged three so hilarious. It's like, you haven't been shooting threes, but now you're Dirk.
Yeah. So, like,
this was
all the things that Jimmy feels could be 100% true. Okay. But how he's going about it doesn't give him much of an argument. Because his solution to fixing all that doesn't mean you don't play.
Yeah.
That's not going to
And especially, especially pout and play, you know, like.
Right.
This is what Anthony Alzarite says. After inquiring about Butler's apparent diminished role in the Heat's offense, Butler's camp says it was told by the Heat that some changes were made because of his inconsistent regular season availability, and it made it challenging to build the offense around him. Butler missed 22 regular season games last season and 18 in 22-23. Some with the Heat would say that Butler has made his role in the offense look smaller than it actually is by making it a point in some games to run to the corner and play without the ball in his hands. The fact is that Butler turned in one of his best regular season performances of his career just last month, 35 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals, and a triple-double in the Heat's December 16th loss to the Detroit Pistons, which is, again, to me, is like the line of demarcation in all of this, which I have found super strange, and I'm still looking because that right. was the game before the OKC game where he turned his ankle. So, like, all of a sudden, the role was then in it. That now the role's an issue. I went away for I just had my one of my best regular season games ever, but now the role's an issue. And by the way, when they're changing the role and building things, like, first of all, they're trying to figure out how to. They were trying to figure out at a camp to try and play with Terry Rozier and Tyler Herro, which everybody already said it's kind of a weird fit. I don't know if that's going to work out. Which they ended up going away from because Terry Rozier has been horrendous this year. I just think that, you know, from if that was the case, like they would have figured out a way to work with Jimmy and make when Jimmy's there. It's not going to be an issue to get Jimmy the ball. Like, that's the right. thing that's crazy,
like,
to me.
Like, you made it sound like they were purposely not getting him the ball and wanted him standing on the corner like they would rather play 4-on-5.
Dude, we've all watched every Jimmy Butler game for the last 6 seasons, right? How many times have we seen games where Jimmy Butler's been like, just kind of prowling, doesn't have anything going, and then bang, third quarter, there he is, take Jimmy takeover right. time. We've right. seen it time and time again. The idea that this guy is like being, I just, you know, again, we all know what the center issue is. Now we have the airing of grievances. None of this is helpful to anybody. It's not that anybody doesn't have points, but we know what it is. This isn't getting solved. Let's figure this out in the next 48 hours, please.
So, With what you know previously with Dwayne Wade leaving immediately after that meeting.
With Mickey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Odds of Jimmy Butler finishing this season as a member of the Miami Heat, in your opinion?
As a member of the Miami Heat?
Yeah, not
like on the roster?
Not active on the court. Maybe sent home for the rest of the season even. But, you know, there's a lack of trade packages available. It's in Jimmy's best interest to opt in. But it goes against what we last know from a Mickey Arison meeting. In your opinion, odds of Jimmy Butler finishing this season on the roster?
Odds or percentage?
Percentage, because I don't know odds. Clearly from my gambling.
0%.
Zero!
0%, dude!
What?
Zero!
No way!
0.0! Zero!
Hey.
But no one wants him!
Over.
No, one team wants him.
Here. Who will play more minutes for the Miami Heat this year? Jimmy Butler or Vladikin Skywalker?
Okay, I think he's going to be a member of the Heat, just not active.
If I'm getting to the point, Marcos. Honestly, this is where I'm at right now. I am going to be genuinely stunned if Mike Biamonte says his name on Friday night.
Jimmy,
I'm going to be stunned.
Wow,
I'm just done.
Or are they going to do this? Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler loafing it. Jimmy Butler.
1 foot three.
Jimmy Butler, no joy.
Who's going to stuff his locker with Almond Joy bars?
Who's getting his locker?
Ooh.
He's got two lockers. He's got two lockers. Think Tyler's going to move over there? Get that corner? That's maybe. The D-Wade locker.
Give it to Drew Smith, the way you guys were treating him earlier on in this
Okay. Do you think you're so funny?
Kick his feet up.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
Be honest with me.
All right.
I'll take away all your sins.
Oh, will you?
All right.
Okay.
If Drew Smith was healthy right now.
Yeah.
Would you take him over Terry Rozier?
Would I? Scary Terry, indeed. But in a fight, though, Terry Rozier.
Oh, Terry Rozier, for sure.
Come on. He's earned my respect for that, you know?
Oh, his respect is waning.
Oh, he is. It is, unfortunately,
I'm trying to I told Frog Boy, I'm trying to think of, like, late-night drinking games for watching Terry Rozier play basketball. I'm trying to think of taking a shot every time he jumps into a contested jumper, Leroy. take a break. Rats Off a Ship is next.
Rats Off a Ship.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy show. We are playing Rats Off a Ship. Tobin wanted to wait till there was 10 seconds left before he went to the restroom. Unacceptable, dude. Clock management.
Sorry.
No problem, dog.
Leroy's muted.
Not me.
Who did that?
Not me.
That was me. I was waiting for Tobin. Sorry.
Oh, Figgy!
Hello!
What's the special occasion?
What are you, Leroy?
Every day.
What?
Every day. It's like, oh, look at you.
She always says something.
Matt wearing black.
Trying to win the cropper back, you know? Break up his game.
Not trying to do that. Stop that.
That's what I do. Why are we shocked that Leroy comments on stuff?
Every single day. I have to be ready for some sort of comment.
By the way, you should be worried if I don't say anything.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. What?
Why?
Because you say what's wrong.
Interesting. Jennifer, what do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Rats. Okay. Well, first we have Mike Tomlin leaving the Steelers.
Wow.
Reporters told reporters teams looking to trade for him. Save your time.
Wow. All right. 10 toes down.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm rats off a ship on Mike Tomlin leaving the Steelers. I think it'll be kicked around.
Rats off
the ship. This seems like one of those, you know, fancy things they're trying to throw out there. The Steelers don't change coaches, and I don't feel like he's leaving. I don't, maybe get him a decent quarterback and see what's what. You know, stop giving him washed guys or guys with baby hands. Hey, give it a whirl, Steelers. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship, too. He not leaving.
Rats off a ship.
Like, what kind of raggedy fan base would you get rid of a guy who's never had a losing record and think you're going to find better in what's out there right now with the players you have?
Right, like, who is the guy, the Steelers fan? Who do you want? Ben Johnson? Let me tell you.
And then you're going to say, and then you're going to spend 2 years saying, well, we don't have the quarterback yet.
Let me tell you something about hiring offensive gurus. Doesn't mean they command a team.
Yeah. Okay?
Doesn't mean that, dude. All respect to Ben Johnson. Mm. That's Matt Campbell's ship.
Yeah.
Tough. JFig, what about you? Where are your rats?
Save your time and take a swim. Rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
Frog Boy?
Full sweep of rats. He's staying.
Rats off a ship.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we have Cam Ward being picked number one in the NFL draft. Oh. He is currently the betting favorite.
Currently the betting favorite.
All right.
Minus 125 to be selected number one. Shedeur Sanders is plus 100. Travis Hunter plus 1,000. Those are your top three in odds.
Sorry, who has the first pick again?
Titans.
Ah.
Currently the Tennessee Titans have it, and they the rumors are they love Cam Ward.
How can he not?
They love Cam Ward.
Yeah.
However, as much as I love Cam, I'm rats off a ship on him being the number one overall pick.
Rats off a ship.
And it has nothing to do with Cam Ward.
Huh.
Why? Okay, let's hear it.
Something's happening in Dallas.
Oh.
Something is happening in Dallas. And it just feels like to me, Coach Prime is taking that job.
Yeah.
They're trading up to number one overall. They're taking Shedeur. Could you imagine if they took Cam Ward? I mean, he traded number one overall and didn't take his son. Taking Shedeur Sanders number one overall, which will make Cam Ward a Cleveland Brown.
Wow.
Thus, bringing back the cycle of Cam Ward and Bernie Kosar.
Yes.
And we're going to see Leroy Horn, Bernie Kosar, and Cam Ward at a steakhouse in Cleveland one time next year.
Yeah.
For the selfie, too, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And Taylor Swift's guitarist.
Yes.
Just a cherry on top.
Hey, so Bernie's big into the selfies.
Oh, he loves a selfie, dude.
Loves
a selfie.
Oh, yeah.
He loves a selfie.
Whatever.
You're barely into pictures.
It's true.
I know.
It's true.
Let alone one you have to take yourself.
He's like, hey, let's get in on this. I'm like, get in on what, Bernie?
We have to schedule to take pictures inside.
So I'm rats off a ship on Cam Ward. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. He's the best.
He's the best
available option. The only other thing I think, if you're a team that has a bunch of holes to fill, that you could do is you could get a haul for the first pick in the draft. So Chicago did that and still, Chicago did that and still blew it.
You think Will Levis still thinks he's the guy?
Nope, but he's got that mayo cologne.
Ugh, disgusting.
Hey, all I know is,
I wonder how much he's actually sold.
All I know is that you very rarely see a coach yell at a quarterback the way that coach yells at him.
Hates his ass. Jennifer,
just went over this.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship, Cam Ward. But I don't like what you said.
Why?
I just don't like what you said. Makes me think things.
Makes him a brown.
Makes him a brown.
That's gross.
Froggy?
I am not rats off a ship. He's going to be a Titan, dude.
Okay.
He is going to be a Titan. The Titans aren't going to fumble the bag.
I know one thing. If he's a Titan, he's going to beat the Dolphins because the Titans always beat the Dolphins.
It's true.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, Pizza Hut in China is offering a pizza.
Okay.
With an entire fried frog on it.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Marcos,
what's going
don't
on?
Don't ever look away. Go to
look
China.
Away. What you look mean? Away.
Look away. You're going to be hurt by this.
What exactly do you mean?
Close
by
your eyes.
A fried frog, exactly.
Oh!
What are we doing?
Marcos,
here?
Put some shorts on.
Looking thick.
And what's that in the corner? That's supposed to be like eyeballs or something?
Oh, I don't know. I know, but the frog on the right looks swole.
Why is China doing that?
I don't know, but I'm very uncomfortable by this photo.
I wouldn't even like that if that was
chicken. You should
put
some pants on.
Is that stuffed gross?
Looking thick. That's gross, dude.
Your response to a frog laying face first on the top of a pizza fried is
cheeks that, out.
Cheeks out is that stuffed crust.
he would eat that. He
point
would eat that.
For time.
That is.
I have
except you wouldn't eat the cilantro on the side because
I have a better question.
You wouldn't do that.
You went through all that trouble to deep fry a frog, and you just throw the lettuce on top.
Yeah, can I get arugula with my frog, please?
It's gross.
Well, that looks like cilantro.
What I don't know whatever. What that is, dude.
And I feel like it might be to take away, you know, that.
Does this offend you, my Froggy?
Yeah, I'm writing a letter. I don't know Mandarin, but they are going to get a strongly worded letter.
I'm frogs off a ship on that one.
And the other thing is, most of the time, people just eat the legs.
Yeah, the whole body.
They got a whole frog on there.
And you know, okay, I like chicken, for example.
For presentation.
I want to just put a whole chicken on top of it, like just fry it, just there you go.
Frog does not taste like chicken, though.
I mean, I wouldn't know. And I
as much as people say, it does not taste like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken.
Does it taste like seafood, I imagine?
I've never had frog.
Yes.
Good, thank what you.
What do you think something tastes like that's been hanging out in water its whole life?
Not even like water, a swamp. Just disgusting.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be tasting that water.
Yeah. Ugh. That's gross. Put it on the dartboard, dude.
We're not in China. We can't
who's
get gonna
that. Who's going to ship it?
Well, I don't know. After my strongly worded letter, it may be banned from all Pizza Huts.
Or you can recreate it yourself and then put it on the dartboard.
There's definitely going to be a TikToker or whatever the hell is going to exist in 4 days. There's going to be somebody who's going to do this as a challenge.
Like, well, they're probably going to do it with frog legs. You can get frog legs.
Yeah, is what actually happened in JFig.
This whole TikTok ban thing.
The last I heard was that it has till the 19th, although apparently Elon Musk is interested in buying TikTok.
Haven't you ruined enough social media, sir?
You really did. Gosh. Ruined Twitter. I mean, I can't find... You know what's annoying about Twitter these days? You can't find anything anymore. One of the best things about Twitter, one of the best search engines you've ever had, and like ever since it became X, like you can't find anything on Twitter. It's ridiculous. Anyway,
my feed used to be perfect, and now
perfect.
I don't even like going on the app.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Well, we've got Bad Bunny, another animal, that is changing the game.
Wow. Okay. All right. Finally, some recognition around
here. He doesn't care if no one understands his album, by the way.
Doesn't care.
So, like, he's not trying to conform to doing any English songs?
Yeah. He's not catering to you intangibles.
Wait a minute.
You barely understand Spanish, Marco.
Look,
you guys are from the wrong island, all right? So I can understand where you'd be jealous of me because of my exclusive access to his tour. But it's no problem, guys.
You have exclusive access to his tour?
Sure, I may have to talk to a grandma I don't really talk to that much and potentially put her address down. But I'm getting tickets, baby. And I like him, am sick of you.
Why?
All of you.
Didn't he just win a Grammy?
Yeah, and he deserves another.
What?
Give him an Oscar and the WWE Championship while you're at it.
This feels like the whole Drake thing all over again.
Oh, no, but you know what? Bad Bunny.
I've never heard you speak about Bad Bunny.
Well, Bad Bunny actually makes music, so.
That's the thing. You know, I was practicing with the whole Drake thing. I knew Bad Bunny would be coming back around.
First of all, your boy is backtracking.
Yeah, not a good move. Not a good move on his part.
RVA Richie says, amazing album. Bad Bunny is a genius.
Amazing album. And you know what, Jennifer? I'll tell you what. How many of these Taylor Swift concerts you been to?
Two.
Oh, I've been to 3 Bad Bunny concerts.
Whoa.
One of them resulted in my son.
Those are easier to get to, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Maybe Tadpole came after a Bad Bunny concert?
Yeah, I know.
That is true.
Is it easier to get a Bad Bunny ticket or a Taylor Swift ticket?
Well, now it's going to be kind of hard because he's doing something where he's doing a residency, but he's doing it in Puerto Rico. So if you want to see him for the first 2 months, you got to go to Puerto Rico. And you can't even buy a ticket unless you're a Puerto Rican resident.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he is changing the game.
Changing the game. No mas.
I guess I have no choice other than to say I'm not rats off a ship on him changing the game.
Yeah, you better not be, dude.
Right. Jesus.
Marcos will come after you.
Kind of not rats off a ship on him changing the game.
That's right.
Do you? He's got it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of people who think they can change the game and nobody cares.
How much is he selling these tickets for, actually?
For the residents. This is an amazing thing. Obviously for the residents, because he's really trying to look out for his people. The most expensive ticket you can buy. I'm talking front row VIP, $250.
Remember when Bad Bunny did the Triple H at a Heat game?
Yeah.
Where he put the water in his mouth and sprayed it all over him.
Loves really? Wrestling. He really does.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that around COVID time?
Sure was.
Totally was.
Sure was.
Not very cleanly of Bad Bunny.
Nope.
Nope.
But remember, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care anymore.
Doesn't care.
Yeah. My money, yeah.
Wait, so do you think that once the Puerto Rican residents...
Yeah, he's going to hit others.
He's going to open it up to other people.
Yes,
he's
will.
He's just trying to make sure his people get tickets first.
Yeah, what is least,
a whole summer in Puerto Rico.
What is Bad Bunny's like number one hit off of this thing now? If old Intangibles over here can ask.
Oh, that's a good question. I know
maybe we need to, you know, then the post Jimmy Butler era, we may need a new song to replace Pepas, you know?
See, but some of these, all right, he has like a couple salsa merengue influences that are upbeat, but some of these are kind of sad with good beats.
Oh,
some of these
sad are like, bunny.
I should have taken more pictures, or, you know, I should have been in the moment more, but then the beat's like, shake that ass.
Hey, guys, listen, you got to pay the bills.
You gotta
give the people what they want.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back with some Bad Bunny. You've inspired me.
Back after this.